USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We ought to be concerned about rising tension in the Arabian Gulf.
That's retired Navy Admiral James Trevidas after Iran calls the United States' announcement of sending carriers and bombers to the Middle East psychological warfare. The Admiral says while these carrier deployment patterns are typical, the announcement itself does seem to speak to some sort of military escalation.
It's pretty common to have one in there. What is different is coupling this speed-up deployment with the rhetoric.
He spoke on MSNBC. Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan does say that he approved the deployments because of what he calls credible threats by the Iranian regime. A House panel getting ready to vote tomorrow on whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress for not turning over the entire Robert Mueller Russia report. And this is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hundreds of former federal prosecutors are letting it be known that they believe President Trump would have been charged with obstruction of justice if he were not commander-in-chief. The Washington Post reporting on a bipartisan statement from more than 370 former prosecutors. The statement rebuts Attorney General Bill Barr's statement that there was not sufficient evidence to establish that Trump committed a crime. A suspected cop killer in Mississippi arrested overnight. Biloxi Police Chief John Miller says he hopes this arrest helps the family of Officer Robert McKeithen heal.
There's no words that they're going to make this better for him. I hope in some small way making this arrest tonight will bring him some closure.
Darian Atkinson taken into custody in Wiggins, north of Biloxi, where Officer McKeithen was killed outside a police station on Sunday night. The 19-year-old now facing a capital murder charge. Voters in Denver decide today if magic mushrooms should be decriminalized. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Trade talks with China now on the fritz again, as U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says China has backed away from commitments it previously made. He says Chinese negotiators started backing away last week. Lighthizer also saying that he plans to put out a notice that the Trump administration will indeed increase tariffs on some $200 billion of Chinese goods and will impose new tariffs on other Chinese imports effective this Friday. Two Reuters journalists who were jailed in Myanmar are freed. The pair was sentenced to 7 years in prison after being convicted of breaking Myanmar's Official Secrets Act for reporting on the killing of 10 Rohingya Muslim men and boys in the western part of the nation. They spent more than 500 days behind bars before their release. The release coming as the country's president has pardoned thousands of them of other prisoners as well over the course of the past few weeks. And HBO is poking fun for itself at it having a Starbucks cup managed to get into a Game of Thrones episode. It appears for about 2 seconds in the newest episode next to Emilia Clarke. HBO says in a press release that latte was a mistake and, quote, she'd ordered an herbal tea. Starbucks tweeted that it's surprised she didn't order a dragon drink. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.